Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. This is Arik Skuza. Welcome to my channel again. It's Tuesday, April 25th, and welcome again in Mornings with Data and AI. Four ways you can monetize your product, make use of your data. First of all is adding API. Adding API, it's a wonderful thing since your product can help others to integrate it better. So I would encourage you to considering adding API to your products or to your services, and I will just explain that a little bit in a second, if you can, and open new opportunities for integration. First of all, product. If you have a digital product, a platform, software as a service, or e-commerce, you can just open your API so people can take your data and build something on top of that. So for instance, e-commerce platforms can help them to integrate with other services and put like plugins or part of the code on the website to make a checkout easier or subscription easier or unsubscribing easier and things like that. But also white label. If you open an API and you can make your product available through white label solutions, that's another idea for monetizing your data and your product. But I also mentioned services. Yes, I know API doesn't work with services, especially in B2B business, like it works with product. But imagine this, if you're a consulting company or you do a like human-to-human interaction business, you can also get customers access to your data through the API. Let's say you are a barber shop and you have like accounting system. By analyzing a patterns in your transaction and anonymizing your data and sharing what kind of services people like, what they ask for, what kind of services during the summer, winter, fall, or spring, and other data like that, giving access to that through API, you can help other businesses to build things on top of that, like for instance, booking systems for the industry or analyzing the demand in the specific area or neighborhood. So that's a one thing. Second thing when it comes to monetizing your product is subscriptions. It's nothing new that you can let your customers to subscribe to your product. But here is the thing. You can also offer customers subscribing to the insight or analyzing or post-analyzing. Let's say you sell chatbots, like commoditized product in a box. You download a piece of code and you let other companies to use your chatbot. But what if you will agree on uploading the conversation between your customers through the chatbot, uploading them back again to the company that produced the chatbot for you, and let engineers analyze those conversations for you to look for a pattern, predict the future conversations, and things like that. That's the way to monetize your products in a very different way, which is like basically putting your best brains into the work after the sale for the customer. Way number three, commercial partnerships. Let's say you're a classic service provider, B2B company that write codes and software for other companies. And let's say your engagement managers are conducting 20 conversations with your current customers per week. I really love that example and I shared that in other mornings and with data and AI, but in this one, I want to repeat that again. And imagine that you summarize those conversations, analyze the sentiment, and you partner with other industry players, not your competitors, like the companies that built, for instance, calendar booking solutions, and help them to understand what the customers are asking for. In this particular case, you can share the anonymized, summarized, and sanitized data to other players. And on top of that, they can use part of this conversation to create new products. That's a partnership. You can monetize your conversation with your current customers. It's a brilliant idea, I think. And it's actually something that brings a lot of value to different players, which are not your competitors, but they can use what you already have, which you don't use. for building a new product. And the fourth and the last way for today is a bundle. Let's say you sell software as a service product. You don't have a team that actually talk to customers, except for a customer service, but you sell a software as a service. Let's say your target group are pregnant women that subscribe to your service for the advice, analyzing the body temperature and other things that are uploaded through the handheld devices. But on top of that, you partner and you build a bundle offer with doctors, physicians, and nurses, so they have a packages for those women if they need a consulting. What we need to eat when I'm pregnant, if I have a special condition during a pregnancy, what's my diet should look like, and things like that. That is called bundling. But you bundle something with the players outside. So it's a little bit of partnership and a little bit of bundling with external players to provide additional services for your target group. I hope you like this, and I hope you find it inspiring, because that's my first goal, to inspire you to monetize your data, monetize your current situations. Have a great day. Consider please subscribing, and I talk to you tomorrow. Take care. Bye-bye.